Welcome to Talks from the Bible. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works, Titus 2:11-14. Jesus Christ, the great God and Savior, has appeared bringing salvation to all men. We are taught in the revelation of grace that we are to deny the lust of this world and remove ourselves from an ungodly lifestyle. Rather, we are to live soberly, righteously, and godly, even while we live in this present world. Jesus Christ, the grace of God, has given himself for us so that we are redeemed and purified as a special people. As the redeemed and purified, we are to be intense in the performance of good works. Our special calling means that we live an involved and active life in the service of Jesus Christ, who went about doing good, Acts 10:35. We are to do good rather than evil. Jesus taught in the beginning of his ministry, "Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit," Matthew 7:17. The behavior of the redeemed and purified is that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, Colossians 1:10. Jesus compared the life of the redeemed and purified as that of a vine which bears fruit. "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples," John 15:8. We must bear fruit so that we glorify and honor God, and to present ourselves as the disciples or followers of Jesus Christ. As the world beholds our good conduct, whereas they speak evil against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation, 1 Peter 2:12. Also, as we hold fast the profession of our faith, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, Hebrews 10:24. The good works of the redeemed and purified remind the world of the salvation in Jesus Christ and encourages the saved to continue in the good life that Jesus has secured by offering himself for us. This is a faithful saying, "And these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works, and that they be not unfruitful," Titus 3:8-14. Talks in the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.